This is the Brandt and Sherry podcast, sponsored by MediShare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrandtHansen.com.
Hey, everyone, this is Sherry. Thank you so much. We both want to say that. Thank you for bearing with us as we're moving across the country. I know the podcasts have been sporadic. We will be back on our normal schedule, God willing, as my grandma would say, if God says the same. We'll be back on our normal schedule starting Monday with the show and with the daily podcast. But wanted to thank you for your patience. Hopefully you found the interviews we had and the things we were doing interesting. We've heard from a lot of you, so thank you for that. I thought today would be fun for us to do outtakes again. We did them before, and you seemed to like it. So I had an affiliate ask us. We had some meetings over this last several weeks. We've been meeting with a lot of people in addition to moving. And I had someone ask, how many times do we have to redo things? And I told him, not often, because Brandt is really, really, really good at getting things on the first take. But when he doesn't get it on the first take, or I see it going sideways, it's funny to me. And then it becomes funny to him. And that's where these outtakes come from. So let's see. What's the first one here? This is where he was inviting people to like the Facebook page. And I could see him. One of the things that makes Brandt such a prolific broadcaster, and he really is because he's always thinking. Like, he's talking, but he's also thinking, okay, do I go here now or do I go there? Do I do this or that? And a lot of times I can look at him and see the wheels kind of turning, and I can see when they come to a grinding halt and he can't get himself out of whatever he was talking about. That's what happened with this.
Hey, I'm Brandt. Producer Sherry is here, too. Would love to be friends with you on Facebook, if you're interested. It's Brandt Hansen page, B-R-A-N-T, and then Hansen's with an E-N, because I'm Danish. And Danish people, we spell it E-N. And then there's the O-N Hansen people.
Oh, boy.
We're at war with them.
Yeah.
Ooh, so. The bitterness. Anyway, it's Brandt Hansen page, if you want to click like on that.
That's a lot of information there.
Try that again.
Okay, ready?
I was going to say that my way of redeeming all of that was going to be, and how do you spell Johnson?
Okay.
And you were going to be, Swedish or something. It would have been funny.
Right.
But then I thought, no, we don't do your last name.
Okay. So that's why.
That would have been funny.
Right.
Ooh, I hate Swedish people.
And I'm sitting here black as night. And you're one of them.
That would have been funny.
I just love the process of thinking that, like, while you're talking.
Right.
Thinking, nope, because then, okay, and then I can't because of what. But you're still talking. All right, the next couple of outtakes kind of depict what happens in broadcast world when you have to say the same thing over and over again. You want to find a different way, a fresh way, a compelling way to say something that you've said many times before. This first one is, we were talking about stories of grace, and we were trying to position what grace is, and Brandt thought he had found a new way to talk about it, and it ended up, well, just listen.
Kind of a beautiful story of grace that was extended to me by a machine down the hallway.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I went to buy a Diet Pepsi, and I put the dollar in it, and I could see there were chunks missing from the dollar on the end that you stick in. And I thought, they're never going to accept this. This thing's going to feed it right back to me.
It accepted it. Wow.
It took it right in. And you know what it did? It gave me a Diet Pepsi.
Man.
And I didn't deserve it. I mean, that dollar bill, there's a chunk missing.
Yeah, the Lord must really be working in that machine's life.
that pop machine's heart. I'll never forget it.
It's a story of grace.
I'll never forget that machine. It was beautiful.
Here's yet another example of trying to find a different way to talk about the same thing you've been talking about for a while. This has to do with our sponsor, MediShare, who we are very, very, very grateful for. And we both believe very much so in their mission and what they do. And we talk about it on the podcast, obviously, because they're a podcast sponsor. But we try to find different ways and new ways to talk about it so it doesn't sound so, quote unquote, commercially for you. Here's one way that we tried, and you'll see.
Do the words wheelbarrows full of cash mean anything to you? I think they do.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Imagine having money that you don't have now. Mm-hmm. That would be a beautiful thing. A lot of us wouldn't just have piles of cash sitting around the house. We'd actually be paying bills and things with it. Mm-hmm. It's true. But if you could save like half, maybe even more than half of your monthly medical coverage alternative.
When you're paying the stuff of the doctors with different RX.
With the thing. And then they put the cold thing on your chest and you have to be like, why is it freezing? And then with that.
If any of this interests you.
To talk good. You radio two. You radio two. You, I radio. You radio two. Because talk good.
Okay, so the next three outtakes I'm just going to string together here. It's just normal broadcasting epic fails. No other way to describe them.
Greetings to you. My name is Brant. So happy that it is Friday. Producer Sherry is here too. There's something that's really offensive about the cross. We'll talk about why it offends people. And there's something really offensive about garage sales. I got to start this over.
Yeah, I was going to say separate offenses.
Way FM, with a great way for you to win free lunch for you and your coworkers. You'll be the talk of the town. You'll be the hero forever. Why can't I just... I don't know how to just sum it up and be done with it. Hey, if you're buying stuff for back to school, you're headed back. I don't want to use that bit again. Hey, if you're buying stuff for back to school, I don't want to use that either. Hey, if you're buying stuff.
Just try everyone.
Hey, if you're buying stuff for. No. Hey, if you're buying things for back to school. No, not that.
Yeah. Hey, we'll just keep trying.
If you're buying stuff, no, because it's more of a spiritual thing you guys are going for.
Let's see. Spiritual.
Hey, if you're buying stuff for back to school,
that's R&B spiritual.
Hey, if you're buying stuff.
Outlaw spiritual.
Oh,
blues spiritual.
The cello thing for you.
Okay. With your own self-care singing.
All right. If something's like really taking off, like exploding, you might wonder, why is everybody running that direction? Why are they going over there? Metashare, who sponsors our podcast, has grown more than 60% in the last year. 60%. People are flocking to it. There's a reason why. You could save so much money. You don't have to pay for things. This is a community of believers who share each other's healthcare burdens. And there's a huge draw to this, A, because you save a lot of money, but B, you don't have to pay for stuff that you don't want to. It doesn't cover things that violate your conscience, for instance. People love having that kind of freedom.
And it's open enrollment. So anytime that you want to check them out and you talk to them and feel like, yeah, this is something we can do with our family, you can join at any time. And there's an exemption in the current healthcare law so that you don't have to pay taxes and penalties.
Yep. And again, people are flocking to it for many, many reasons. And it works so much. It's an alternative to health insurance and it works as a community, which is a beautiful thing. You get to pray for other people too. Anyway, check it out. Go to biblicalhealthcare.com. I mean, that's set up just for you to take a look at it, biblicalhealthcare.com, or you can call 855-772-5699.
And yes, thank you to MetaShare for sponsoring our podcast. We really appreciate it. Back to the outtakes now. So for this next outtake, you need a little background information. On the radio, we do what we call a billboard at the top of the hour, which means we tell you what's going to be happening in that hour, what we're going to be talking about. And people always ask me, does Brant write things down? And typically he does not. Anything that you hear him talking about is coming straight from the top of his head, which makes him such a prolific broadcaster because he doesn't need to write it down all the time. But then there are other times when he does need to write it down because he forgets where he was going. He loses his train of thought and then we can't get back on track. That's what happened in this, our attempt to do a billboard for the top of the hour that just couldn't get it off the ground. Couldn't get it off the ground.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Brand, and producer Sherry is here too. If you want to be happy, you don't need one more thing, it turns out. All the stuff in the catalog, online, whatever. Who's looked at a catalog in the last 20 years? Why am I even talking about that?
I look at IKEA catalogs.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Okay, well.
Who cares? Why would I even talk about it? That's what's stupid about it. What was I trying to say, though?
I don't know. Well, this really unraveled.
I was trying to say.
You were saying.
I had the music going. It was like this.
Right.
I had the music going. I was all like.
I was all like,
hey, what's up? This is Brant. And then.
You don't need another thing. That's where you are.
Oh, about what makes person.
Yes, okay. What makes person.
All right. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to get it right. Hang on. Here we go. Hey, what's going on? My name is Brant. Producer Sherry is here too. So what makes a person happy? Turns out it's not one more thing that you'll see in some IKEA catalog or online or something like that. Although, who looks at IKEA catalogs?
I look at IKEA catalogs.
So anyway, the point was about human happiness. And we were going to talk about, what was it?
That study you have that you're very excited about.
I'm very excited about. That's coming up this hour too. Terrible. That's terrible. Oh, let's do that again.
Why don't we just talk at the same time for the whole thing?
That's a good idea.
You'd say one thing and
I'll say something else. You know, that takes remarkable hearing to do that.
Really?
Yes. That's what they'll tell you.
To talk about. What?
But because you have to be able to hear what the other person is saying while you're talking.
Oh.
And the people who have really remarkable attentive hearing can do it almost in real time. I've seen a guy do that. It was on Real People.
Is he talking to the person or he's just talking about whatever he wants to talk about?
No, like he would have, he'd show like an officer giving him a speeding ticket and he would just say it like in real time as the officer was saying it. It was so funny. It was so good. The guy's like, do you know why I'm putting you on my pulling you over? Like as soon as he's saying it.
All right, go ahead. Let me try.
All right, go ahead. Welcome everybody to the program. My name is Sherry. And that's pretty good.
Whoa. Wow.
You're like right on it. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Wow.
And that shows what?
I don't know. Like really good hearing.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
My ability to talk over you has astounded you.
The applicability for the radio show is just... It's the show where that lady says the exact same thing as the guy.
I can't wait to hear that show. Not difficult to see why that didn't make the light of day. This next outtake shows a lot of stuff. Number one, it shows what happens when we almost get it right. So you'll be listening to this and you'll think, what's wrong with this? This sounds pretty good. But I encourage you to wait for it because at the end it will unravel. The second thing this shows is Brant's ability, and let me tell you something. This ability is not held by many radio people that I know. Many entertainers, quote unquote, or people in the public eye don't have this. And it's self-deprecation. Knowing that you did something that made no sense and being able to call yourself out on it. A lot of people can't do that because they take themselves so seriously. But Brant doesn't. That's one of the reasons why I love working with him. One of the many reasons why is because he doesn't take himself too seriously. He knows when he does something that didn't make sense. And he calls himself out on it. That's what happens at the end of this. So you'll listen to the beginning of this and you'll be like, this is good. This isn't an outtake. But trust me, we'll get to the outtakeness of it towards the end.
You may be a person who journals. I've tried and failed.
You're such an excellent writer, though.
Thank you. I guess
wrote a book.
For some reason, the journaling thing. I don't know. It's a discipline.
Okay.
That's the hard thing. But what did you learn? Sherry was just telling me that she learned from going back. And this is journals from you as an adult, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about 5-7 years ago. And man, did I have all the answers. I knew it. Yes. And God was right on board with everything I said. Ironically, we were on the same page. Every his journal read just like mine. Sherry and I are right on the same level. And now to look back at it 5-7 years ago, it's like, yep, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. Nope, nope, wrong, 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 wrong. But I also realized he never left me. And then I started thinking, you know what? He's just really interested in the process of me knowing him.
And he didn't zap you for having all the answers
No, he didn't. He probably was watching me write my little answers. And
that's great. I mean, what a great lesson, though, to be able to, that's another reason to journal, if nothing else, even if it's embarrassing, but you see how you've changed in good ways, in humility with God, for instance, that can be so great and help you help inform how you feel about things now. Like, I don't want to sound like that again.
That's so true.
I am always worried about listening to this show again.
Really?
Yeah, because I want to say things that I hope are helpful and things I'm learning.
Right.
But I'm always like, I hope people don't hear certainty where there isn't.
Good point.
Or something. Well, it's not really a good point.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Well, then forget the whole thing.
I forget the whole thing.
Yeah,
because
I hope we don't listen to this.
Because what I should have done is just let you finish the thought instead of tacking on my own stupid extra thing. It's true. It was stupid. Sherry had a good point, but let's have Brant tack on 30 more seconds of who cares.
That's a great title for a show. 30 more seconds,
30 more
of, who
seconds
cares.
Of who cares. We put that on a...
Oh, my gosh.
A graphic for SoundCloud that says 30 more seconds. Who cares?
Welcome to 30.
It's just the extra thought that makes you forget the good thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 30
because,
more seconds.
Because Brant's the host. He has to tack on extra garbage. Just so he feels good about himself or something. Why? Stupid.
I'm sitting here laughing again at that because it's so funny. And again, there are not many broadcasters. I can count on one hand the broadcasters that I know, people in the industry, Christian and beyond, that are comfortable enough with themselves and humble enough to call themselves out and laugh at themselves. And Brant is one of those rare people that can do that. And the laughing and the silliness that goes on, I could never play for you all the stuff that we do in this studio laughing with each other that can't go on the air. And we know it can't go on the air, but it amuses us. That's why when people write in, and we do have people who email us and say, oh, it's too silly, it's not spiritual enough, or we need to think of the spiritual deep things of God. And I get that. But I always want to say to them, and sometimes I do, the silliness you hear on the air is just a fraction of the colossal goofiness that goes on in the studio. All right, the last outtake, I hope you've enjoyed this, by the way. The last outtake I will let Brant set up, but I will tell you, it is my all-time favorite. I listened to it once we did it. I listened to it over and over and over and over again because it's the dryness. It shows both of our shared interest in a topic and in a show. You'll see that. And it's my favorite. Brant will set it up for you here. Thanks, guys. We'll be back on the regular podcast schedule on Monday. Love you.
Hey, this next thing is an outtake from the show. It didn't air. It was supposed to, and then Sherry took it a direction where it wasn't appropriate.
I did not. I knew you wanted to, and I pushed you in that direction, but I didn't take it there. You did.
If you got little kids, people don't understand satire or whatnot, don't have this on. They go ahead and shut it off.
Yeah, and if you're a person that doesn't understand satire and understand that, you know, that type of humor.
Or that even we're making fun of ourselves in our own show when we do this, because it's like, what if we actually said this on the air at that point? That's why it's funny to us. Well, a lot of people aren't going to get it, but whatever. It was supposed to be usable, and then it didn't go that way.
I mean, very quickly, you're going to see why it did not go on the air.
Fail. I know this is kind of a weird question, but I liked it. Kurt asked me on Facebook, do puppets go to heaven?
Oh, wow.
As somebody who really loves puppets, I hope so.
Okay.
I hope so.
Do we have any theological basis to say yes?
No, I think it's not a biblical issue.
It's not? What is it?
Well, I mean, I think it's left up to us to...
it's one of those gray areas.
The Bible doesn't address it.
No, it does not. That's
not directly.
True. It doesn't. Well,
it doesn't say there won't be. I do think, based on some puppets, clam chop. There are going to be some that...
You're questioning the eternal destination of clam chop? Okay.
Because of that song.
Oh, the song that won't
doesn't end.
Yeah.
Yes.
For all eternity, the smoke rises and the song will not end. Forever and ever. And there will be a continued singing of that song.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying lamb chop's going to hell. That's what I'm saying. And there will be gnashing of teeth and the pulling of wool. But lamb chop's going to hell for that song. That's what I'm saying, kids. That's right. That's right. If you don't like it, then I want you to call this radio station. Tell them. If you don't like the truth, if you don't like the truth, you don't want to hear it.
The Bible said people's hearts would get, you know, hard. And
that's right.
They wouldn't want to hear the truth.
No, they want to hear the truth. It cuts like a two-edged sword.
Two-edged sword in and out.
That's right. Oscar the Grouch. I don't want to say it.
Well, you know what? Let's give us some more. So Oscar, Lamb Chop.
Elmo.
Elmo's going to hell?
Self-righteous. Moral. Yes.
Barney. Is Barney a puppet?
He's not a puppet.
What is he?
He's a cartoon. Well, he's a big mascot, isn't he? I don't know.
Okay.
You
don't want to make a judgment call on that. Okay. Ernie and Bert.
I got hope for them. I don't know where they stand. I mean, it's where Ernie's heart is or Bert's heart is, not to me, but I got hope for him. I see. I think Ernie mm-hmm. is more open.
I see that.
More humble.
Right.
Bert's
yeah.
a little more closed off.
Mm-hmm. Has a little self-righteousness of his own going on.
Yeah,
there.
I think so. I think he's that, but I relate to Bert.
Okay.
I feel like Bert.
Oh,
so I'm
do
hoping.
You?
Yeah.
You hope he makes it in.
Yeah.
Could be one of those things where Jesus said one friend goes, one friend doesn't.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's tough.
Two puppets walking up a hill. One disappears. And the other one, there's just a hand. There's just a hand. Where'd it go? Now, let me think of other ones.
Mr. Snuffleupagus.
I feel good about him.
You feel good about him?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very humble spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Waldorf and Statler.
Mockers. Mockers.
They don't inherit the kingdom. The Bible's clear on that.
Miss Piggy.
Whoa.
There may be a deathbed conversion. That's what I'm thinking.
Right at the end.
Because just the sensuality is a little over the top.
Well, beyond sensuality, it's a vanity, right? That's there. There's no humility what the Bible calls for women to have. It's just not there with Miss Piggy. Although some of her outfits are nice, and we do have to be able to say
that's fine. There's nothing wrong with saying that.
Yeah.
Who's definitely there as far as I can tell.
Uh-huh.
Beaker.
Why?
This humble servanthood attitude.
I just think
he's going to be first in the kingdom, and someone else is going to explode.
I think if he had words, he'd be saying really bad stuff, but he doesn't have the words to do it.
That's conjecture. So. Secondly, Gonzo.
Gonzo's going to heaven?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about Fozzie?
Heaven.
No.
Yep.
He's such a shyster.
He's not a shyster. How's he a shyster?
He's out there making deals. He's not always telling the truth about... I saw an episode of The Muppets when Kermit specifically asked for a certain entertainer, and Fozzie dressed this chicken up.
Right.
Like the entertainer was like, yeah, we got someone to do that, and sent the chicken out there dressed up and knew that's not what Kermit wanted. Now, that's lying, Brant.
So if it's all based on works, this is how we're laying this out. Understand, that's how we're laying this out. Lamb chops in hell. Gonzo's in heaven. But that's based on the construct of works.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brant and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.